Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. And welcome everyone to today's show. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and I will be with everyone momentarily. So please just bear with me, kind of getting a little bit of a late start to today's show. All right, everyone, just trying to get my switchboard loaded up here so I can see everyone, and we can begin the show. Okay, now it looks as if I've got my switchboard almost fully loaded, and it looks like we have one caller who's been waiting patiently. I'm going to go ahead and take this one caller. We do not normally do 111 area codes where it's all just 111 for the phone number, but we're going to go ahead and take this caller here. Hello, caller. You are live and on air with Reverend Adam Lee. How can I help you?
Hi, Reverend. I do apologize for my phone number. It's just that I have a private number, so sometimes it pops up like that. I apologize.
That's fine.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to find out from you, from Spirit. I'm going to embark on a volunteer situation, and I'd like to know. I'm all over the place. There's so many things that I'd like to do, but I wanted to find out what is the best. What does Spirit want me to do? Because I really want to go out there and do something.
Okay. And what are you finding about what you're planning to do as the most passionate thing for you?
Oh, there are so many passionate things I have in mind.
Yeah, but which one are you going to the most? Which one comes to your mind the most?
Oh, it's either between horses or children. But I really haven't. I'm just
there's
like
so much in the way of children out there.
Yeah,
it's horses, hon.
It's horses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Is there
dealing with the animals. But what they're saying in Spirit is that it's really the two combined. Okay. You're going to be dealing with the horses, but you could also do something in the aspect of integrating children therapy and healing using those beautiful animals. And vice versa.
Yes. Yeah. Because I thought about reading to children, but I'm not one to be stuck in a classroom.
I understand.
Outdoors. Okay. So that's what Spirit really sees for me as the best overall act of service. Okay.
I'm really feeling that is the higher active service, and it's really where your passion is going to lie, you know, because you're going back and forth. You're going back and forth between several different things. Who's to say you need to pick one? Why not combine a couple or a few?
Yeah, and that's what I thought of doing, mm-hmm. but I just don't know how to do that at this point. And so mm-hmm. I'm thinking that maybe Spirit is going to bring...
Then what you do is you research places where they've already done that.
Yeah.
Google, the Internet, they're all your best friend, honey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I've started that, and I just need to get on the ball. And now is Spirit going to bring something to me? I mean, like put something in front of me, or is it something that I need to go out and get?
Well, honey, a lot of people, especially psychics out there and healers and all that, we're going to tell you what we see, okay? But a lot of people, we tell them what we see, and then all they do is sit there and wait for it to come. And then they expect when it doesn't come that they're going to ask the question, well, why didn't it come? And what's the one true answer? You didn't do what you were supposed to do to have it come. You just sat there after we told you it was coming. You know, when we tell you something's happening, it's because of the actions you're doing right now and in that moment and previous to it to make it come about. And it's also about the actions you're doing, you know, right now in the future to get there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, this definitely is a desire, and I need to put my foot forward. Right now I'm just researching, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you honed in on that for me. Do you have a website? Do you do?
Yes, I do. I have a website. I have howpsychic.com. Okay. You can check that website out. It's how, as in like, how are you? That's H-O-W. And then psychic.com. And I have a few offers on there, specials, you know, things like that. We do the counseling. I also do root work, okay, as you're listening to Conjure Time Radio tonight. I do root work to help one along their life in many different aspects, career, health, you know, love, you name it. I do it all.
Great, okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. And if I ever call again, what do I need to do? Because I don't know if my phone number is going to show up as 111 because it's private. I guess I need to unblock it, huh?
Or, you know, you send me unblock. And nobody really, when you call into my show, okay, me and my co-hosts, we're the only ones that see the numbers on the platform.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So unblocking it would be your best bet. However, if you really prefer not to do that, then you need to somehow through email or whatever contact us before the show and let us know that you're calling in with the 111 or the blocked number. Okay?
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you.
All right.
And have a blessed
You're welcome.
Fun evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. It looks like we finally have gotten the start here to the show today. You are listening to Conjure Time Radio. Well, today we are going to just be doing a little bit of talk about hot footing, laying down some tracks, and what that all means. Because we find nowadays, in today's time, we have a lot of people that are out there, they're making a whole bunch of ruckus. They're, you know, they're doing things that aren't necessarily kosher or, you know, good for the better benefit of others, including themselves. We have people out there, they're basically a nuisance, you know, whether they're trying to attack you directly or they're just creating a problem, whatever the case is. So what we call laying down tracks in the field of hoodoo and root work and conjure, okay, is basically we lay down things, physical formulas in the pathway of the walking pathway of the individuals who, you know, either seek to do us harm or have, you know, wronged us or someone else for that matter, And we're looking to, you know, send them along their way. We're looking to get rid of them. And that's what hot foot work is all about, okay? So we don't have many listeners today. Today was kind of a spur-of-the-moment show for me, really. But what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to go ahead and either take another couple of callers, if we have any, and we're going to end the show, okay? I'm going to give you two different recipes today for laying down some tracks. They're similar to one another, but they work. Both of them work very well, okay? Now, if we want to go ahead and we want to lie down a hot foot, okay? The hot foot is considered a powder, or you can make a black salt with it. Black salt and hot foot are a little too different. Those are the two recipes that I'm going to give you, okay? But they can be used in conjunction or separately by themselves. Now, hot foot powder is a powder that is a three-part combination. Everybody has their own different recipes. Everybody has their own, you know, what they like to use to create it. I'm going to share with you a basic recipe. What we do with this powder is we lay it down on either the threshold of the individual's doorstep, okay, or we lay it down and we find their footprints, and we can put it in their footprints. You know, we could lay it down on the ground somewhere where we know that they're going to walk over it or they're going to step on it. And this is how it works. Basically, it is called laying down tracks because what we are doing is we are laying down a track in which they will have to somehow either walk over or come into contact with. Okay? Now, for the ingredients, you're going to need hot chili peppers or cayenne powder, and you're going to want to make a powder of that. You're also going to need black pepper, okay? And what you're going to want here is you want to combine both of those ingredients. You want to make a powder out of both of those ingredients combined. Now, one thing that I have found very, helpful, it's not normally used in this. However, in my experience, it has been successful when using this ingredient as a third ingredient in this mix. I would mix in cinnamon, okay? Now, cinnamon, not only is a protective herb, it has protective qualities, but it works for love. It works for, you know, money. It has three good purposes behind it. So we're today making hot foot powder. We're using cinnamon. We're using the aspect of cinnamon that is protective to protect us from them. Okay? And we're going to mix these three together. Then what you're going to do is once you have it all mixed up, you don't want the person to be aware of the tracks that you're lying down or that the powder, in this case, that you're putting down for them. So what you're going to do is you're going to do it in a way that you can lay it where they're going to step over it or, you know, they're going to step on it, and you want to do it in a time and a space where you are not going to be seen, or at least where they will not find out that you have done it. And this is also to ensure, you know, your own safety on so many other levels as well. Okay? Now, the second recipe that I'm going to share with you is black salt. Black salt pretty much does the same task. The difference is really of opinion based upon the one that has worked with either one of these recipes. And black salt, some people say that black salt or, you know, the other one, the latter. Some people, they'll tell you, well, one's more effective than the other, one works quicker than the other. You know, in the end, they all do the same thing. In my opinion, the one thing that makes them work, you know, faster or slower is really the belief and the energy that you give it. Now, if you're making these ingredients, you're combining them together for either one of these recipes, what you're going to want to do is you want to put your intent behind it. Because remember, in this line of work, conjure work, intent is everything. You can use Psalms 91 as defensive psalms to, you know, expel people away. You can use psalms from the Bible. You can use things like just simple prayers that you make up as you're doing it, okay? It's all about creativity, but also we have to stick a little bit to the basics as well, because remember, the basics are always where it's at. But creativity is also where it is always at. Go from the basics and build upon it, okay? Now, the second recipe is basically you want to take sea salt. Okay, same concept. We're going to go ahead and just make this recipe, apply the intent, and we're going to lay it down in a space where they're either going to cross over it or they are going to, step right on it. Okay, laying down a track, right? You need sea salt. You need scrapings from the bottom of a cast iron skillet. Something that's preferably been seasoned for several seasoned years, okay? If you cannot find that, and what you can do is you can replace the iron scrapings with just whatever iron scrapings you can find lying around, or you can even order some from online. There's plenty of places like Lucky Mojo, Curio Company. There's a whole bunch of places out there. They're all, you know, pretty much very good at what they supply to a degree. I will also be coming out with one of my own, which will be really a very good discount store for hoodoo and conjure and root work supplies. So you need some iron scrapings. You can find that through the cast iron skillet, so on and so forth. If for whatever reason you need to create this so fast and you do not have time to get iron scrapings, but you do have time to get sea salt because there is always a grocery store nearby, then what you need to do is you need to apply a whole bunch of black pepper instead of your iron scrapings. And then once you have your black pepper in there, as you're making it once more, remembering to put your intent into it, either through psalms or whatever kind of basic prayer on a spontaneous level you come up with at the time. So once more, sea salt, black pepper, okay? Then I have found that you can use one or two other ingredients in making this black salt. I have incorporated in mine an ingredient that is used in Hindu offerings, and it's used in a lot of Hindu magic. Now, this ingredient is called camphor. In the Hindu culture, camphor is burned and offered up to the Hindu deities as a way of releasing one's ego to the universe and to the deities. In my opinion, I think it works very well for that, but I use it in black salt recipes because we want to destroy the ego of our enemies. We want to demolish it. We want to send them away, and we want to send them away without that ego, so they do not come back. So I've always used a little bit of camphor. You could also, instead of camphor, because it is a very rare ingredient to find in your normal American grocery stores and things like that, you can use things that are, you know, basically cleansing and protective, okay? You could make it with white sage. You could make it with basil Basil has been used to cleanse away negative energy. You could even put a few drops of lemon oil or orange oil, preferably lemon. So those are the two recipes that you can use in order to get rid of negative, unwanted people. All right. Well, laying down tracks once more. You know, people, a lot of people will ask, well, why do we lay down tracks? Well, because sometimes doing candle work, doing things on a remote level, it works well, but it doesn't work quick enough or it doesn't work fast enough. And there's a big belief out there, and you know what, in my opinion, I think it works too, that if you have the individual either step over, come across, or even step on, or even have come into contact in some way, shape, or form with an item that has been, you know, basically fixed to, you know, accomplish the spiritual means and work that we are trying to do, then it will work that much faster because it is coming in direct physical contact and is coming in direct energetic contact as well with that individual. All right. Now I'm going to go ahead and see if we have anything going on here today on some of these chat rooms and stuff. All right. Well, it looks to me that we just have, you know, a little bit of a dead night here, and that's okay. Because right now there's a lot of other shows going on. This was kind of a spur of the moment. But we're going to go ahead and sign off. I wish everyone all the best conjure, root work, and everything else in the world. Namaste, love, light, and good night.